This is for all of my people that have gone through so much hurt and pain due to people's words. This is a deep one. Hello, my lovelies. Welcome back to another episode of On the Mic with A, where we talk about the most random, controversial topics you can think of, from how to be a better human, to giving advice on ups and downs of life, to talking about topics that nobody seems to want to talk about. I am here for all of it, and I hope you are too. Hello, 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 my people. I am back with another banger. Okay, I am not a singer. I mean, I could be a singer, but I'm not a singer. So I don't even know why I said that, but you just have to bear with me and my little weirdness. As you can see from the topic above me, I think, or is it below? I don't even know. Whatever the case may be, today's topic is a little bit heavy for some people. And we're going to just be talking about body shaming and all of its friends. All of its friends is in the context of how, you know, body shaming causes insecurity, it causes low self-esteem, and it can even sometimes cause depression. Hence why we call it, hence why we're calling it body shaming and its friends. But before we get into the episode, I asked you guys on my IG again to ask me two questions, and I'll pick two random questions and answer them on this episode. And let's read the first question, which goes, what is your biggest regret? And I don't think I particularly have a big regret or my biggest regret, honestly, because I feel like as humans, we're prone to make mistakes, and we become better humans when we realize that mistake and we grow from it, you know? And, you know, I feel like all of the mistakes I've made in my past have just, you know, shaped me into who I am right now. And I love who I am right now. And I don't think I would, I don't want to change for anything, you know. I feel like those mistakes made me who I am right now. And if I didn't make those mistakes, I wouldn't know the things that I know now, if you get what I mean. All right. Okay. Next question goes, what made you smile today? And I smile for different reasons. I'm a huge smiler. I smile for absolutely no reason sometimes. But I guess the last thing that made me smile today was my friend told me she was getting married, and I'm just all for that. Alhamdulillah, because, you know, she played a huge part in my growth journey, basically, you know, because I don't think I would know the things that I know. Some of the things that I know, I wouldn't know if it wasn't for her. So, yeah. And before I get into the episode again, I just wanted to address something based on the last question that was asked in the last episode about the whole advice on your business with your friends saying no. And, you know, and I told you that go for it and everything. Well, I told the person should go for it and everything. And, you know, I said that they might be haters, but I just want to clarify that not all of your friends are haters. Not all of your friends might necessarily be haters. You have to actually look at the reasons why they're saying no, right? Because some friends might just be genuinely looking out for you, and they might genuinely be bringing up reasons why they feel like your business might not be such a good idea. So you have to take that into account as well. That's why I said, if you believe that your business is feasible and it's gonna be a success and everything, inshallah, and you feel like it's airtight, then yeah, go for it, fellah alhamd. But if your friends' reasons are making sense and they kind of hold water, then yeah, definitely you should take into account what they're saying. And if you still feel like you still want to go for it, then go for it. But if you feel like you want to take a step back and go back to the drawing board, then that's great too. So yeah, we're gonna go straight into the episode now. I have my very beautiful, very, very nice, very kind guest, Zainab Rumah, and I can't wait for you guys to meet her.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. How was your day?
Great. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, so I think the first question here is that my listeners probably don't know who you are, so I would really appreciate it if you could tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Zainab Ruma. I'm the founder of Girls Eat Kazuna. I'm also a law graduate. I'm also a fashion designer. I'm a narrator and also a makeup artist.
Masha'Allah, Masha'Allah, you guys, this is just amazing, honestly. Like, your stats are just, damn, Masha'Allah, Koi, honestly. Like, this is just something that I aspire to, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah, I actually invited you because, honestly, like I said, you really inspire me. Your page is just amazing. And, you know, you posted something a while back about body shaming that really, really spoke to me. And, yeah. You know, I feel like body shaming is something that every woman, I think every woman or every person, actually, every human goes through, you know. Feel like with even men, men also get body shamed. And, you know, it's a stressful thing for a person to go through, especially a young person that's just developing. So, I wanted to ask you, like, I've seen your video and I recommend that everybody should follow her and check out her story times. They're just amazing.
Thank you.
But I wanted to ask, have you ever personally ever experienced body shaming before? And if you have, like, could you tell us more about it?
Yeah, I have. And let's see. For a lot of things, but then the one that really gets to me, maybe not as it used to, but it still gets to me, it's about my dental arrangement. I wasn't even born that way. I got into an accident and lost a tooth. But then people won't just keep quiet, you know, everyone, whenever you are not having something that is that you're supposed to have, which normally it's just all in our head. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's all in our head. The definition of ordinary and the definition of perfect is all in our head. So whenever you don't have something that it takes to be perfect or ordinary, according to normal people, or according to people, they just look at you and just make comments and be like, okay, what happened? Why are your teeth that way? And so, yeah, people talk, people make comments, and this is something you cannot do anything about. And I just feel whenever you see something, you just learn to keep quiet because you don't know what that person is going through. For me, I've been through several dental surgery, not even cosmetic surgeries, but surgeries that I have to take to at least be pain-free or be okay, be healthy and all. But then yet I get comments like, okay, why won't you go for a cosmetic surgery? Some will even be like, why don't you get braces and all? And they don't even know I don't need braces. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
so yeah, I've been there and I'm still there and I know exactly how it feels.
Honestly, I'm so sorry that you went through that, and I can actually relate with you 100% because I don't know what is wrong with people. They just see someone and then they just feel the need to comment when they don't even need to comment, honestly. I don't know why people don't know how to mind their own business. And as you know, I can relate because, you know, even me too, I went through surgery when I was younger. Like, something happened to me, so they had to cut me open and remove it, basically. And, you know, like, I can remember, like, when I started secondary school and everything, like, people would just look at my neck because, like, the surgery was on my neck. So people would just look at my neck and then they'd be like, ah, what happened to your neck? They'd just be making all sorts of comments. They'd say, oh my gosh, it's bad. And you know how kids are. They would just say so many
mean things.
And it just made me feel so bad. And, like, it was just like, you don't even know the story of someone and you're just already making all of these comments and you're already, you know, and I feel like it's so hard for children or girls basically to fit into that beauty standard, you know, that whole perfect teeth, perfect everything. Well, people forget that nobody is perfect, you know, we
exactly. all have our imperfections. Exactly. And it's already painful. You are just making things worse for a person.
Exactly.
And then I have a mirror. I know exactly how I look like. Why are you telling me? Why are you reminding me?
You don't need to tell me. I already know. Like, I look at myself every single day. So I know if I've gained weight. I know if I look better. I know. You don't need to tell me.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Like, it's my body.
I swear. But, you know, I wanted to ask, like, for me personally, my experience made me insanely insecure. Like, I think I used to wear turbans, but because of the way people used to make fun of my my neck, I would never wear turbans. I would always, like, you know, try and cover up my neck. Even though now, Islamically, like, I do it because, but, like, you know, in school, like, and everything, they wouldn't allow you to wear, in my school, they wouldn't allow you to wear hijab, only, like, just, like, a turban. Yeah. So, like, it was, so, like, they would always make fun of me. So now I'm always so insecure. And I want to ask, like, has this thing made you insecure? Or is this just something that people just comment and, like, you roll your eyes? Or did it ever make you insecure? Like, whatever you
At a point I was really insecure. I started smiling less, and you know, I'm a jovial person. I'm always all excited. I'm hyper, I would say. So for someone like me to smile less, it wasn't easy, because whenever, like, I smile, even if I don't get a comment, I get a weird look.
Yeah. You
understand?
Yeah.
It's because I had the accident when I was 9. So you can imagine, for more than half of my life, I've been getting such comments. But then I think it stopped getting to me when I had the surgery. I think I was in 200 level. I had a surgery, and for a reason, they couldn't give me any strong painkiller, and it was just paracetamol tablets. So you understand that post-surgery pain.
I can imagine.
You have to go that post-surgery pain. And the surgery was, I got a cyst removed. So it wasn't even to look better. It was for my own health.
Yeah.
And it's something I must do, so I cannot even choose not to. So I had to, like, cope with paracetamol tablets. And then by Allah, I've never been through a pain worse than that.
I can only imagine.
If you ask me to explain how it feels like, I cannot even explain, because it's something that, oh God, I don't even want to think about it.
I'm so sorry.
After that, thank you. After that, I was like, okay. So yeah, I felt I'm the only one that knows the pain I go through, and I shouldn't let anyone decide whether I smile or not, because like, it was a hell of a ride for me to have my current dental arrangement. It wasn't easy. It wasn't something I just woke up and with, you understand? Because I've had a lot of surgeries. So, yeah, I decided, no. I won't let anyone decide for me whether to smile or not. I don't let it get to me anymore. Maybe if they just make comments, if it's someone I can, like, talk back to, I do. If it's someone I can't, I just roll my eyes and then keep going with my,
Honestly, I'm so sorry you went through that, honestly. I can relate, honestly, because it's for me, I've been through so much, I'm not going to lie. The aspect of body shaming, like, not even my neck, like, I can remember when I first started secondary school, because I didn't do secondary school in Nigeria, right?
Okay.
So where I did it, like, before I went there, like, I didn't even know I was dark-skinned, because nobody ever told me, you're very dark. You know?
Yeah.
So when I went there, like everybody was just looking at me like so weirdly. Nobody wanted to sit next to me.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh my God, why are you so dark? And then when I told them I'm from Nigeria, they were like, oh, did you sit in the sun with, because like that time Boko Haram was like really prominent. So like they would make fun of me with Boko Haram or something like that. God. That's and like so bad. It was so, and it affected me so much, honestly, because like I just wanted to be like, I just wanted to make a friend, and nobody wanted to be friends with me. I mean, I can remember this particular time. Yeah. This girl, I don't even, she was my classmate, and she was just crying for some reason. I don't even remember what reason it was. And I went to her, and I was like, oh my God, what happened? Why are you crying? And like, her friend out of nowhere comes, and then she's like, I see you, go away before you blind her with your darkness.
Oh my God. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's funny now that I think about it. Like, when I laugh, when I think about it now, I just laugh. But then, like, you know, at that time, it hurt my feelings so much. Because, like, I was just trying to be nice. You know, they were always so mean to me. They were so mean to me. And, you know, it affected me so much because they would tell me stuff like, you're never going to find love. Nobody's ever going to love a dark-skinned person like you.
Yeah, you're
dark and everything.
It's a crime to be dark.
And it's a crime to be dark and everything. And they would tell me stuff like, you should go and bleach your skin and everything. And, like, it really took me a long time to be able to accept myself. And because, you know...
And, you know, the thing is that even when I came back to Nigeria, for example, I would still go home and... When I would see people like my aunties or whatever, you know, they would still make fun of my skin color as well. And, you know, I just had to reach a stage in my life where I was like, you know what? What people think of me doesn't matter. And I know it's easier said than done, but I feel like what matters at the end of the day is what I think of me. And I just have to be authentic and stay true to myself. And the people who see me for me will love the real me for me. And the rest of the other people don't really matter.
Speaking of family, you know, I'm the darkest girl in my house. And I was born dark, you know. I don't know. Well, everyone feels babies are supposed to be fair, but I was... born dark, so I was they started calling me Blackie since I was a baby, like the daddy gave birth to me, they started calling me Blackie, and I didn't even realize I'm not that dark until now that people are saying, ah, you are not dark now. Regardless of whatever anyone would ever say, it's already in my head. I already feel I'm dark. So even if maybe someone is recommending a fabric and I'd be like, no, I feel it's for light skinned. And they'd be like, no, you're also light skinned. I don't see it. I mean, I'm Blackie. You. My aunties call me Blackie. So how do you expect me to believe I'm not that dark?
I feel like it's the same thing for me because... You know, when I was bullied a lot back in school, I would just eat my feelings. Like, I would come back home so sad that I would just come and eat because it's, like, the only thing that made me feel better. And obviously, because of that, I gained, like, a lot of weight. And then when I came back here, I lost all of that weight. And, you know, now I just find it so hard to believe that I'm not as big as I used to be, you know. And, you know, whenever like, I go to try on a dress or maybe I want to go buy something and I'll pick up a size and I'd be like, nah, this is way too small for me. And people would be like, what are you talking about? This is perfectly your size. But, you know, because it's already in my head, I just find it so hard to believe that, you know, a medium or even a small would be able to fit me.
I totally relate, believe me.
I wanted to ask... For me, my experience with body shaming resulted in me also having some sort of behavioral change. Like, when I was younger, before, I did not care about makeup. Now, I don't even care about makeup. I just go out without any makeup at all. But when I was having that huge amount of insecurity, I would never, ever leave the house, whether it was school or anything, without putting on makeup. And it was just because I just wanted to hide the darkness on my face or whatever it would take. So I wanted to ask, Has your experience with body shaming ever led to any behavioral changes like that?
Not really, aside the fact that I tried to stop smiling at all or smiling with my teeth. I think, yeah, that's just it for my complexions. They just make the noise, they say all what they want to say. Well, thanks to my sisters, because my sisters are all very fair and they always be like, "Hey, I love your complexion, blah, blah, blah." They always like hype my skin. So yeah, for me, didn't, aside that smile fact.
You know, a lot of people complain that sometimes it's not even their own family that are the ones that, it's not even their own friends that body shame them, it's their family. Like, for example, like I said before, for me, it was, I can remember this time, I had just come back from Nigeria and I went to go and visit my, one of my great aunties, basically, and I've actually never met her before. It was my first time meeting her.
Okay.
She looks at me, this was our first meeting, both of us.
Okay.
And she looks at me and she's like, oh, she said this in Hausa, basically, but she was like, why don't you bleach like the other fine girls? Like, why are you still dark? You need to go and bleach.
Oh my God.
I swear. And like, it was so hurtful because like, it's one thing for your friends or your so-called, or basically people to talk about you, but when your family does, it's very, very hurtful. So I wanted to ask, like, I know you said that your family members used to say you were dark and everything, but apart from that, like, have you ever experienced maybe an aunt or somebody just talking about your teeth or whatever?
Yeah, like several times. Especially when maybe after a surgery, I get this new look instead of the one they are used to seeing. And they should be like, "Ha, Yusef, why are you always changing? What's happening?" Like, okay, I have crisis. I have health crisis. And I'm going through surgeries to survive. And you are asking me what's happening as if there is something I can do about it. So, yeah, family. They do that a lot, and I don't know for a reason. They feel because they are family, they are not really body shaming. Yeah, they are just making comments
and they call it joking. You know, for me, they always say, "I know, Sammy K, we're just joking," and I'm like, "It's not funny." It's not funny. I can remember, you know, one thing for me is that like I tried to do better. Well, not necessarily, like, for me, I never made fun of my little brother, but like in terms of my family members, like there was a time when my younger brother, he started to gain like a lot of weight, and all of my family members would just come anytime an auntie visited or a cousin, they'd be like, "Oh my gosh, you've gained so much weight." They'd just be talking about his weight and making fun of him, and like, you know, I knew how it felt, so I could tell that it was affecting him. Because one thing with all of these things is that you can't really say, you can't get upset, because you'd be like, "Oh, why are you upset? Why are you upset?" And you can't talk back because obviously they're your elders and everything. So you just have to like smile or like laugh with them, even though it's hurting inside.
Yeah.
And with my brother, I had to like stand up for him. Like, even like if my aunt comes and she's like saying, "Oh, he's gained weight," like in front of him, I'll be like, "No, he hasn't. Please leave him alone." You know, like I had to like make sure, like, back off, because
what happens
to me is going to happen to him.
Yeah. I understand.
I just wanted to ask, like, you know, how would you advise someone to tackle the whole elders making comments about you, like, you know, because you can't talk back to them and, you know, say anything to them. So for me, I've always wanted to ask, how do you think it's best, what's the best way to, like, you know, tell them that you don't really find it funny and it's hurting you without being labeled disrespectful?
The best way is to like show them with your face, you know, when someone is joking. I feel, I don't know for you, but for me, when they make the fun, "Ah, blacky, I used to like laugh. Even when they make comments about my dental arrangement, I would just laugh it. Okay, but I feel when you stop laughing at it, you start like showing them, at least with your expression, with your facial expression, that this is not cool, this is not funny. Because maybe if the person is laughing and you're just staring at that person without any expression, they would know you're not finding it funny and you're not being rude or something or disrespectful.
Wow, I have actually never thought of it that way, because I've always wondered, how on earth do I tell them without looking like the disrespectful person, like a disrespectful person, basically. And, you know, I've always cracked my brain, and honestly, you just gave me so much clarity. This is such amazing advice, because, you know, I've thought of so many ways to tell them, okay, I'm not really comfortable with this, but it always ended up me looking like, oh, I'm being a big baby, or I'm being disrespectful. And, you know, that's why I always used to just laugh it off or whatever. But this is really, really good advice. But moving on to the next question, I wanted to ask you is, I recently got a DM from this girl, and she was asking for advice on basically she's being bullied in school. And it's because it's from these guys, basically, in her class, and they're bullying her because apparently she doesn't have the right shape. And from what I can tell, she's really, really young, and the guys in her class keep bullying her because apparently she isn't as fully developed as the other people in her class. So I wanted to ask you, how would you give her advice? Like, if you were in her shoes, what would you do? Because obviously she can't go and snitch to teachers or her parents, because really teachers never do anything about it. You know, they I don't even think they really care what happens and everything. So how would you help her? What would you say to her?
You know, for me, I feel I can't control what people would say, but at least I can control how I feel about it and how I react to that thing. Well, I feel, for me, I don't think there is anything like right shape. Because where is it written? Is it in the Quran? Is it in the Bible that this is the right sheep? I don't understand. I mean, it's all depends on the way the society defines it. Like, in this part of the world, if you are slim, if you're skinny, it's bad. But maybe in some other part, being fat is bad. You understand? Exactly. So I feel there is nothing like the perfect sheep. And I feel she needs to, like, work on her self-esteem. Like, she needs to work on herself. When you feel beautiful, there is nothing that will make you feel ugly.
Exactly.
When she believes there is nothing like a perfect shape, and she believes we are all different and unique in our own ways, she won't feel anything, even if they bully her, because it's, like, it's on them.
No, I totally agree with you, because beauty is really just subjective, you know. I mean, here in Africa, it's usually almost always about being thick. But I feel like even in Africa in itself, even in Nigeria, you know, even being thick just depends on the guy, because there are so many other guys that don't like thick girls. Some guys like skinny girls, some guys like, you know, beauty is really just what's that saying? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? Some people like light-skinned girls, some people like dark-skinned girls, some people like skinny girls, some people like, you know, girls that are on the heavier side.
Why do we have to live according to the expectations of some random guys? What if this guy wants you to be skinny, and then he breaks up with you today, and then the next guy you are dating wants you to be thick?
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you have to just realize that you can never ever please society, because even if you have the, you know, let's say, quotes, perfect body, end quotes, like, you're never ever gonna be able to, like, you know, please them, because you're always gonna find something else. There's always gonna be something else, and there's always gonna be someone better.
What if there's something like being perfect?
Anyways, you know, I also told her something similar, I'm not gonna lie, but I also just told her that she needs a strong support system, because that's what helped me after, you know, after a few years in that school. Like, I finally made a friend, and, you know, it really helped me, because, you know, you're not always gonna be up. You know, sometimes you're gonna feel down, and it's your friends that are gonna push you up, push you back up, basically. Like, before I met her, I never believed that I was beautiful at all. And, you know, it's mostly because everybody around me told me that I wasn't. And, you know, when she came, she really helped me realize that I am beautiful. And all of those things you were saying, all of those things that those people told me was not true at all. And I'm not saying that you should rely on other people for validation, you know, to feel beautiful. But I'm just saying that I feel like, you know, you're not always going to feel up. Some days you're just going to have really bad days and everything, because self-love is not consistent. It's not a straight line. So on the days that you're down, you do need people like your friends to, you know, pull you up. But yeah, and my next question is, I wanted to ask you, has your experience with body shaming ever resulted in affecting your personal relationships? For example, like a romantic relationship. Like, for example, for me, it resulted in me pushing a lot of people away because, you know, I felt like they didn't deserve me, or rather, no, actually, I didn't deserve them. That's actually the right term to use. I didn't deserve them, right? Because, you know, I just felt like I wasn't good enough for them. And that resulted in me self-sabotaging majority of my relationships. So I wanted to ask, has that ever happened to you before?
I haven't. I really can't relate to that. But I'm so sorry you do, because that's horrible. Honestly, that's not good at all.
Yeah, you know, it's fine now. I'm good now. But, like, you know, I feel like it's something that a lot of people go through, especially if you're, like, insecure. And I guess I'll probably make an episode on it eventually. But yeah, moving on to the next question. I wanted to ask you, like, a lot of people make comments on people's bodies. And, you know, they probably do it because they're just joking. And they don't realize that it's hurting that person's feelings. Or rather, they don't realize that they're body shaming that person. So I wanted to ask, how do you think is the best way to make a comment on somebody's body without being labeled as a body shamer?
Yeah, so I feel if it's something the person can work on, it's okay. You can, like, sit that depends on the relationship you have with the person. You know, there are people you're not even that close with, so I'm not supposed to, like, talk to you about anything at all. So yeah, because, okay, if I'm adding weight, if we are close enough, you might know that I'm adding weight because I'm taking antidepressants. So if you know that, you won't even talk to me, because what do you want me to do about it? You understand? But then if you don't even know me well and you decide to make a comment when you don't even know why I'm adding weight, I feel you shouldn't even add that. So yeah, if it's something, you know, I can work on, and you know me well enough to know why I'm that way, it's okay to sit me down, not as a joke or anything, on a very serious note, because it's not a joke. My body is not a joke. And, like, talk to me the way if you see me having some health crisis, you would sit me and give me a genuine advice.
Yeah. I totally agree. Honestly, for me too, like, I just feel like you don't need to make a comment on anybody at all. You can just face your front, mind your business, honestly.
Exactly.
Like, that's literally what I do. Like, I just mind my business, Bob Ruana, honestly, because I just feel like it's very unnecessary. And, you know, do unto others what you'd want others to do to you.
And everything. Honestly, those that do it as a joke, you need to, like, find one. Okay, I don't want to say this because I don't want to sound mean, but I have to say this. There is this person that would, like, body shame me as a joke, and honestly, I tried not to get angry and stuff, but then because she's joking, I don't want to, like, spoil the mood and all. So I decided whenever she jokes about anything about me, I would send back her joke. I don't know if you get it.
I
would start joking about your own physique too, so that you get it's not funny.
So it's enter you.
Yeah. So once you understand, you would stop.
like everybody can relate to that, because even me, like, you know, some, I can remember when I was in secondary school, my friends and I used to like roast each other, but it used to enter me, it used to pain me, but like I just used to push it down, because they're just like, oh my god, I see you're so dark, this, and I'm just like, and I don't know what to do. But like at the same time, I don't want to be like that kind of person that's just, you know, oh, you get angry too much, oh, you're getting upset over nothing. So, you know, I'll also just like diss them back, just like make it like just a joke, and then they also get hurt by it. I could so relate. And
so yeah, if they get tired of the joke, they would stop joking, and that would be the end of the jokes.
Honestly, like I totally agree with you in the sense that you don't have to comment. I can remember there was this time me and my friend went to the store, and like, you know, it was just like a mall, so we're just checking out stores, and then we went into this store, and it was like just for dieting and like, you know, just fitness and stuff.
Yeah.
And my friend is a little bit bigger than me, and maybe like, you know, in height and size and everything. So like we're just talking about, you know, we're just talking to the salesperson there, and she looks at me and she's like, "No, you don't need to do anything. You don't need anything in this store, but your friend definitely needs it." And she just started laughing. And me and my friend look at each other and we're like, "Is that supposed to be a joke? Because it's not
It's not funny at all.
How can you call your customer? How can you even say that to anyone and just think it's a joke?"
Exactly. And then laugh it off, and oh god. People are
and then when they start laughing, you know, you can't exactly get angry, because then you look like a somebody that just gets upset over
nothing.
You know, I've reached a point in my life where I'm just like, no, you can't do that, and you expect me to laugh with you. Like, I'm a very nice person, but you know, when it comes to like my mental health and like my boundaries like that, because you know, these type of things, they affect people. Even if they don't affect you now, like later on, you start thinking about it. Oh, exactly. I remember what this person said and everything. So I feel like for me, just don't say anything. You don't need to say anything. Like you said, only if it's not necessary. Yeah. Like you said, only if, like, you know, you can change it. For example, I was talking to my brother, and like he was talking about this example about how,
for example, now let's say he has a girlfriend, and she suddenly just adds weight, and you know, he probably doesn't like the way she has added weight. Maybe he likes her the way she was before. And you know, he asked me if that was something he could talk to her about. And I was like, okay, yeah, I suppose that's something that he could talk to her about, because it's something she could probably work on. But you have to know the circumstances and the premise behind her, you know, adding weight. Because people add weight for several reasons, not just because, you know, you ate a lot of food, or, you know, you've increased your diet or something like that. You know, people add weight for several reasons. So you have to know the reason before you say anything. But anyways, I also wanted to ask you this. And I know I've already asked you something similar to this, but I just want you to reiterate, like, you know, in your opinion, what is the best way to get over being body shamed? Like, how do you shut out all of the back chat about your body? Because I mean, it's very hard to not listen to them. I can remember whenever I used to complain to my mom about what people would say about me, she'd just be like, yeah, don't listen to them. And in my head, I'm always like, how do I not listen to them? I mean, I'm good now and everything, but it took me a really, really, really long time to learn how to ignore them. So how do you shut out all of the back chat?
Okay. You know, when you accept yourself, when you work on yourself and you no longer need validation from anyone, things people say and things people feel about you won't hurt. Though you really can't, I don't know, maybe that is that level of growth, but I think you can hardly grow to that extent that nothing people say would get to you. You understand what I'm saying? Because just when you think it doesn't work, then boom. Another person would make one stupid comment and it will get to you.
Yeah.
You can work on yourself, your self-esteem, and, you know, yeah.
If you believe in yourself, and that you believe that, oh, you're beautiful and you're confident and, you know, you're all of these, you have all of these amazing traits. Whatever anyone tells you, it won't get to you. Like, for example, for me now, like, when anyone tells me now, right now, like, if you tell me that, oh, I'm too dark and it's not fine, like, I'm not going to believe you, because in my heart, I already believe that, you know, like, it's beautiful and I don't need your validation. Like you said, once you accept that, you don't need anybody's validation, then you're good and you're okay. And whatever anyone tells you isn't going to matter to you.
So you can't really control it. You can't really stop it, but then you can't reduce it, right?
You can reduce it because, you know, it's not always going to be, you're not always going to be confident all of the time. Yeah. You know, there are days where you're just going to be low, and there are days when you're going to just feel really insecure and you're going to hate your body or something. Yeah, but
that simple comment can just trigger everything.
Set you off.
Yeah.
I can remember there was this time I was in university and I don't even remember where I was going, and I was passing these guys and I could hear them. And they were speaking in Hausa and they were saying, oh, this girl is pretty, but she's really dark. And I can remember I was so hurt. And like, I can remember it was because like a while back, like, I think I was talking to this guy and, you know, we'd been talking for like a month and like, you know, he hadn't seen any of my pictures. And I guess maybe he heard my voice. He thought maybe I was some white chick or something like that.
Oh,
I
don't know.
So I finally sent him my pictures. And this guy just never spoke to me again. Like, he just saw my pictures and he never spoke to me again. And it didn't affect me. I was just like, okay, fine. It's fine. I'm not his cup of tea. It's cool and everything. But that particular statement, it just, when I passed those guys and they said that, it just set me off. And I can remember, like, I just went into the bathroom and I just started crying. Like, I was just not good enough. So, you know, like, it just explains that, you know, that big situation with that guy didn't even affect me because I was already okay on my
own.
But so, you know, sometimes you just, you feel great.
Yeah,
there are days where you'd be up and then there are just days where you're just going to be down, but you just have to remember to, like, you know, get up. And like, you know, you also have to remember that Allah created you and he doesn't make a mistake. And
we are all perfect.
Exactly. So this is the last question, but I just wanted to ask, you know, parents also, unfortunately, they have the in our generation, basically, I don't feel like a lot of parents do take time to educate or rather protect their children from body shaming, and some of them even take parts in the body shaming themselves.
Yeah,
growing up, their parents didn't really teach them that, so, you know, they didn't feel a need to teach their kids that. And so I wanted to ask, how going into the next generation, when you have your own kids, inshallah, how do you think you're going to do better in terms of protecting your kids from body shaming? Like, young mothers now that have kids and everything, how would you advise them to, like, protect their kids from body shaming? And, like, you know, what advice do you have for them to, like, not partake in body shaming? Because I find, like, a lot of parents, sometimes they even compare their kids with their siblings.
With other kids, yeah.
Yeah. So how would you advise them?
So I feel if you, like, teach your kid not to body shame, and I teach my own kid not to body shame, and the other maybe third party is to teach their kid not to body shame, end up with a society that don't body shame.
I totally agree with you. Like, you know, if we were to train, we'd develop a society where everybody shames, you know, everybody just minds their own business.
Yeah,
especially for boys. I feel like boys are not trained enough to mind their own business, honestly. Not body shame young girls.
Yeah, I feel it's because boys are being taught that their physique doesn't matter at all. So even when you really body shame them, it's not like theirs affect them, like, maybe 50 out of 100%.
Yeah.
Or like girls. So, you know, when you don't understand the pain, you won't know not to give it.
Exactly. And, you know, like, I feel like for girls, like, most of the time, like, you know, we're always judged because of our looks and everything. And for men, where I feel like, personally for me, I don't know, but then this is just my opinion, right? I feel like for men, their insecurity mainly lies with the fact that there are lots of women in our society now that are materialistic, you know? So, like, if they don't have a certain amount of money or they don't make a certain amount of money, then she'll obviously not go for them. And then for the men, they're always looking for a certain standard of beauty, impossible standard of beauty. And when we don't, and if they find a girl and she doesn't have that, they find somebody else. So I feel like, people, like, it doesn't really affect them. Money doesn't really affect us. Like, it's whatever.
For them, broke. It's just,
It's whatever. You know, like, I can just go to my dad.
So, I feel, honestly, it's because they can't really, not that they can't relate at all, but they can't really relate much. That's why they don't understand how it feels to be a victim. So, and I just hope, oh God, I don't want to lose hope, but then I want to live in a society where body shaming doesn't ever exist.
Exactly.
If that would ever be possible. But then, if we groom our kids not to body shame, not to bully, we would end up with a society where no one does that.
And we have people like you that also speak up about body shaming, you know, and it will remind others to mind their own business, you know. Like, you know, if people listen to this now, they're going to remember, okay, actually, I'm not supposed to say anything. Even if I used to talk, I'm going to just catch myself and mind my business.
Yeah, because
I don't know how it's going to affect this person.
Yeah, because like you said, some do it and they don't ever realize they are really doing it.
Yeah.
So the best way not to do it is not to make a comment at all. Exactly. Whether you feel it's a joke, whether you feel it's an innocent comment, a harmless comment,
just don't make it.
Because you might feel okay if you say, oh my God, you look so fair. You know, there was a time I was going so fair, like, and people were making a lot of comments. They thought I was liking it, but I wasn't really liking it because I was like, okay, I literally used the same body cream and same body soap and I have the same schedules and everything. Why am I getting fair? Like, why is that happening? Is it from my drugs? And I do not change my drugs. So I've been wondering, why is that really happening? And people keep on making comments like, oh God, you look so fair. And they feel I'm liking it. Well, deep down, I'm really getting scared for myself. At a point, I was like, okay, maybe my liver is failing. I was actually looking for what to point at. Because why was I really getting fair? I'm not using anything. I'm not using anything new. So
maybe it was the weather or something, but
not
I couldn't
weather, nothing changed. So don't make any comment.
Like, literally, you just don't have to. Even if, you know, you see somebody with a big pimple or, you know, they have seen it. I promise you they have seen it. If it's a pimple, if it's acne, they have seen it before. They wake up and they sleep with that body, so they know what is happening to them.
Exactly.
You really don't have to make
any. And it's something you cannot just wake up one day and remove. So just let me be.
Anyways, thank you so much for coming to my podcast.
It's honestly really my pleasure.
It's a message that you sent out today. And I promise you, I know a lot of people are going to benefit from this. You know, I know a lot of listeners have been waiting for this because I've been talking to a lot of people and, like, you know, they've been telling me about their struggles with body shaming and, like, you know, just insecurities in general. And I really believe that, you know, you coming and speaking on this will, like, you know, remind them that they're not alone, that everybody goes through this, you know. So thank you so much for coming.
Really my pleasure. All
right.
Thank you for having me.
It was my pleasure, my honor actually.
All right.
That brings us to the end of episode 5. And I hope you really enjoyed and benefited from this episode. I really hope for those that have body shamed or have done it knowingly or unknowingly, I hope you have learned from this. And I hope next time you'll be more careful with your words and you'll learn not to comment on something that you don't necessarily have to comment on. And for those that are victims of body shaming, I hope you at least realize or know that you're not alone. And a lot of people go through this. And I hope this episode is like a beacon of hope for you to remember that you're not always going to feel like this. I promise you, you are not always going to feel like this. I thought I was always going to be insecure, and I always thought that I was always going to feel the way I felt. But life is really funny. And I promise you, in the next few years, you are not even going to feel like this. You're going to look back on this and you're going to laugh. And I just hope you take into account everything that we said. And I hope you learn to appreciate yourself and to be able to just realize that whatever anybody says, all that matters is what you think of yourself. And just remember that the Almighty doesn't make a mistake. And you, whether you're a guy or whether you're a girl, you are perfect just the way you are.
All right. I guess this is the end of the episode. Like I said earlier, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and I hope you benefited from it. And I promise you, there are definitely more episodes like this coming through. Because I know like a lot of people struggle with these kind of things, and I want to be able to relate and to be able to help as many people as I can. And yeah, feel free to comment or DM me personally if you have any questions or if you need any advice, or if you just need a follow-up, or if you just need someone to talk to. I'm here. I don't have any friends. I do, but I'm always here for everybody, or for not everybody, but like I will try to be there for as many people as I can, because I don't want to promise something that I cannot do. So yeah, and you guys, I know how to give an Eid Mubarak message. Please stop making fun of me. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye. Thank you.